Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I hope you like this.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today.
Right, it's generally looking good on the OIBF front this afternoon, just because the music mostly. Someone says they couldn't hear the Friday and it was just a fry. Someone says that's not actually you doing that, is it? Yep, for the last 4 years. It kind of turned Greg on the M1 on a bit. Andrew on his way home in sunny South Wales liked the choice of music. Mike in sunny Leeds thought it was stunning. Peter in Braintree says it was a bit over the top.
I thought it was a bit over the top.
How
I have
can
to
Only
say,
Be
actually.
Friday be slightly over the top?
I thought it was a little bit exaggerated. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I thought it was a little bit exaggerated. I don't agree with Scott in Stoke, who said it lacked its usual panache. I don't think that was the problem. I just thought, I agree with that. I sat there thinking it was a little bit over the top. Good choice of music, though.
Thank you. Right, it's Friday, which means the Wonder Years are on at 5 o'clock. Then you'll get the floor fillers from 6 o'clock. Before that, I'm going to play The Script, The Enemy, and Kevin Rudolph. Now, yesterday we were talking about the bloke on Super Size versus Super Skinny, the larger bloke, the Super Size one, yeah, from earlier in the week, who for breakfast had baps with melted cheese on them and then a sausage roll in as well, and then mayo.
And mayo as well, yeah.
Now, we did a little taste test on these yesterday because we made some ourselves.
Well, that's strictly not true, is it? Because a taste test, you only have like one bite, yeah, and then decide what you think of it.
But I ate two rolls.
You had two?
Yeah.
Only because there was the second one for you, Mark, and you said you're going to have to move it away, otherwise I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah. See, I'm worried now that we're going to have these all the time.
Mm. So you had three yesterday then, did you? Because you had your own two and then you had my one.
No, I didn't have your one, no. Because there was one, we sent an email, an all staff internal email going, one cheese bap with sausage roll left.
Yeah.
And no one was interested.
No, so you had it.
No, I did not
you
have
did,
it.
Did you, little liar?
No, I did. Did I have it?
Well, your T-shirt's looking slightly tighter than
it
was yesterday.
Oh, you cow!
You admitted it yourself before we came on.
Should have got a large.
Extra.
Ow, that really hurt. Did you go home and make some last night?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have any sausage rolls.
Oh, that'll be why.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Some people on email and text are having their like last day of college today, like Sean and Reggie. In Glasgow, last day at Glasgow Nautical College. And good luck to all the first years, all going to sea for the first time. Thank you, Sean and Reggie.
Your flatmate's on the phone.
Why?
Just, I don't know, you might want to speak to him.
Hello?
Hi.
Hiya, how can I help?
Right, have you seen that Google Maps thing, where you can look at street views and stuff?
Yeah, we've been doing it all day.
Hi.
Everyone's doing it in their office, trying to find their house and stuff, their pubs.
Our boss can see his dog through the window of his house.
Really?
It's so cute, it's just like sticking its head out.
Yeah, it worries me a little bit. Have you been on it yet,
Chappers? No, I haven't.
You've also been spotted, apparently. Miles was talking on the
breakfast
show.
Yeah, I heard Miles saying this earlier.
Yeah.
Spotted in the cafe nearby. I never go in that cafe.
I think they've taken that one down now. It's deemed to be offensive.
What have you found?
I can beat Miles' spot. I was looking at one of the pubs that we normally go to,
right,
as you do, and I swear, sat outside in sunglasses, blue T-shirt and a bottle of wine, it's you!
What?
Honest to God. God, I promise you. I'll send you the link. It's you. What are the chances of that?
What? So one of the pubs that we go to, where am I in the pub?
Just sat on a bench outside.
With a bottle of wine?
With a bottle of wine.
And sunglasses on. Seriously?
Yeah, I will send it to you.
It's not that unlikely, is it?
No, I think it's actually quite unlikely.
Why?
Well, what are the chances of me being sat outside a pub when the people go by to take the pictures from Google?
Quite high.
Yeah, clearly, that's why it's on there.
That wasn't rehearsed either. That was like...
Right, can you send me the link? Because I'm not sure I believe you.
You'll see it. I'll send it you now.
Thank you. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Right, if you don't know about this Google Maps thing, I know Moors was talking about it earlier. Up until now, on Google Maps, it's just been like a normal map of your area, if you put in your postcode or area or whatever. But now they've done actual photos in all the streets, and you can see, like, your house and stuff in, like, 25 cities all over the UK. Just put in your postcode and you'll see your house. It's weird. Or roads nearby. And there are people on it. Some people's, most people's faces are kind of blurred out, but you can see people. And because I'm wearing massive sunglasses, do you think that's me?
No, I don't think it is you.
It does look a bit like me.
It does look a bit like you in the fact that it's a man with short hair in sunglasses outside a pub.
Yeah.
But I think when you actually look at it, the person is drinking a pint.
That's what I said to my flatmate just now.
And you don't drink a pint?
No, not really, not very often.
So,
I hope it's not me. That's really bad.
I don't think it is you.
Right. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Rachel in Glasgow.
Hi, Rachel in Glasgow. What's going on?
I'm on Google Maps as well, outside my office. I happened to cigarette with one of my mates.
Oh, no, gutted.
Yes.
When did you find this out?
At lunchtime, one of the guys from my office saw it.
Is it clearly you?
Yes, very clearly.
How does that make you feel?
Well, a bit kind of caught out, but apart from that...
Do you feel a bit famous?
I am a little bit famous.
You are now, yeah.
I've texted a few people, perhaps.
Saying, look at me on Google Maps.
I feel really left out because I'm not on it. How'd you get on it if you weren't there when the picture was taken?
You don't.
Can I not take a picture of myself and then just send it in?
No, really not.
And superimpose
it. Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You just have to be lucky, like me and Rachel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Podcast. Now, our record of the week this week has had...
Oh, no.
...has had mixed reviews from you lot. It's called I Hate My Life, and it's by Theory of a Dead Man. Let me know if you enjoy it today.
No.
Well, you haven't heard it yet, so you can't...
Well, I know what's coming.
Well, yeah, but just wait, yeah? Anyway, we found this website, not called I Hate My Life, but something My Life. You can probably guess what it is. And it's people who just post reasons why they really don't like their life very much. And it's actually quite addictive. A lot of people, when we said about this the other day, said, I live on that site. It's there. Joe Wiley's been really nice to us and has read out some of the current posts on this website where people don't like their life very much.
Today, while I was taking a jog down my street, some construction workers started whistling in my direction. I stopped and smiled cautiously at them. Immediately, the catcalls stopped. One of the workers said, "Don't flatter yourself, honey," and pointed at the busty girl running behind me. I hate my life.
Yeah, that's not good, is it, really?
Why did you get Joe Wiley to read that one? That wasn't very nice.
Well, Sarah Cox was at Ian Rynell earlier in the week.
Well, that's true, yes, she was.
Today, my girlfriend and I were making out while I was watching Star Trek. I accidentally called her Spock. I hate my life.
I have no sympathy for that one.
Today, I got a phone call saying I was no longer a bridesmaid for a wedding in June. It's my mom's fourth wedding. I'm getting replaced by our dog. I hate my life.
So the dog's replaced them as a bridesmaid. That is... You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would be best pleased.
I love this website.
Today I was curling my eyelashes in my bathroom, and while I was counting to five, my brother flung open the door. I jumped and ended up ripping out all my eyelashes.
Ow!
Now I have to wait until they grow back. Oh, I hate my life.
That's horrible. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.